KTAR News, Newsmaker.
Yeah, we saw a lot of border issue tweets from Arizona Congressman David Schweiker yesterday, so we thought good idea to have him on Arizona's Morning News to chat about our new president's new policies. But Congressman, I thought we really should start with the vaccine, because we're hearing that a lot of Arizonans are having a hard time getting, well, not just a first appointment, but a second appointment for their second dose. So have you been banging pots and pans around Washington trying to, you know, get people to pay attention? And what are you doing to get us more?
Yeah, and one of the difficulties here is a lot of the rollout, you know, the mechanisms of the vaccine and the production and those, but the distribution was happening more at a state and local level. And I can't tell you how many calls I had over the last couple of days where the website, you know, people just couldn't even get on the website.
Yeah.
But the website is Arizona-based. It's not Washington-based.
Right, but we're hearing Maricopa County doesn't have enough vaccines to get people scheduled for second appointments. So it doesn't completely render the first shot useless, but it doesn't make it.
And
doesn't
in
make
Pinal
the
County, they don't even have close to what they need for the first doses.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it shows you how many, you know, they've had sign up and then trying to meter it. So we're pushing as hard as we can, and we're, you know, making every excuse we can. Hey, we have a lot more, you know, folks who are the 65 and up. Hey, we have a lot of the nation's older winter visitors. Get us the vaccines here. So we're pushing as hard as we can, because there's a fairly ambitious plan going into February, and we need to make sure they're lined up. But got to understand, you know, the two first, you know, major vaccines require lots of special handling. You got to have the special refrigerators, because it's how cold you're keeping it, moving it. And I fear when we do the postmortem on that, we're going to understand a lot of the state and locals around the country, we're not prepared for all that special handling. Third vaccine looks like it's about to get approved, which requires somewhat less of that sort of special management. So we're hoping, you know, we're going to see the curve really start to take off now.
Did you get your first and or second dose, by the way?
Nope. I had an interesting situation. The House was pushing us as members to go get our vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I was having the conversation with the cleaning woman on my floor there in Washington, and wonderful African-American woman, very overweight. She needs the vaccine before I do. And she was talking about how she was going to have to wait a month. It was just one of those moments where it felt creepy to step in ahead of someone like that.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. We're talking with Congressman David Schweiker this morning. You've been critical of Biden for his order stopping construction on the border wall. What concerns you most about Biden's border plan?
My view is more of an economic one. 2018, 2019 were the miracle that I believe both people on the right and the left desperately wanted. We saw poor people getting dramatically less poor in our country. The working poor, for the first time in like a quarter century, really saw their wages going up. And a lot of that was the economic growth. But the other thing is the fact there wasn't large pools of moderate to low-skilled labor competing with them. One of the factors we don't talk enough about in the immigration fight is when you don't manage your borders, you crush the working poor in your own community by making them compete against such a large pool of other labor. And that's just sort of, I think, a type of economic violence on your own population. That's so unfair.
Have you been able to agree with any of Biden's agenda so far? Anything you can get on board with?
Oh, yeah. There's a number of things. Look, on a lot of the COVID orders, like the 100 million doses over the 100 years.
How about the border? Anything on the border?
I don't really see much on the border that's nothing more than sort of stop the progress we've already had. And my great fear on the border, and then come back to the COVID, is we're about to see the world of the caravans all over again.
Yeah.
Because nature abhors a vacuum, and you've just created that incentive of, once again, we're hearing stories all over Central America. There's, you know, radio stations and coyotes about recruiting again, because now you can walk into the United States and be okay.
So real quickly, because we're just about out of time, Congressman, what part of the COVID plan do you like the most?
I think the reaffirming of working for that 100 million doses, but do understand, that's the rate we're at right now.